I'm starting to see a trend, and it's starting to concern me somewhat. Reading Twitter over the past day and a half since this ISIS beheading of the American journalist, the American photographer, I think he was, there's been a lot of people that have decided that all of Islam is to blame for ISIS. Because the spokesman of ISIS said that you're fighting an army, you're fighting Islam, not the IS or ISIS. Plenty of people saying this is the supposed peaceful religion showing its true colours. These are the same people that are happy to basically say that anybody who is anti-Israel is anti-Semitic. These are the same people that seem to have this crazy idea that if you think that Israel is doing something wrong, then you are anti-Jewish. I think a lot of these people need to step back and look at what they're saying, and then look at what they're accusing other people of saying. Hypocrisy is dangerous, especially in times like this. And I think people seem to have forgotten this. Divided is not the way we're going to overcome this problem. ISIS is barbaric. ISIS have killed way more Muslims than most other of these kind of dictatorships, these uprisings. ISIS have killed countless Shia Muslims and Sunnis that disagree with their totalitarian methods. This is not a problem that is generated because of Islam. This is a problem that is generated because, well, there's multiple factors. There's radical Islam, which is separate, I feel, to the overall banner of Islam. And there is the problem that has been left behind by the West after we went into a country that was volatile, held together by, yes, a dictator, yes, a terrible person, but nonetheless held together and held in some form of relative peace. And we basically decided that this guy was dangerous and we took him out, despite the fact that only 10 years before that we thought he was an ally of ours. So we took him out. And installed a democracy. We clearly don't like the fact that a democracy means that people can vote in whoever they like. There have been plenty of people saying we should have installed a government there rather than let people vote on one. Oh, we've gone there to fight for people's freedom, so we shall install a puppet dictatorship. That's not freedom. Last time I checked, that's not freedom. That's not democracy, which is what you advocate. Unfortunately, democracy backfired on you, and you installed a Shia-led government, who fostered hatred by the Sunni community. And the Kurds don't like him much either, Maliki. Thank God he's gone. But the thing is, because you've installed that hatred in the Sunni community, the Sunnis are happy to support ISIS because, for them, they're not hurting their people. ISIS are not hurting the Sunnis. ISIS have restored law and order to that particular portion of Iraq. So, as far as the Sunnis are concerned, it's better than the situation they had before. So, I think people need to be very, very careful when they start condemning a whole religion because of some people in that religion's point of view. People need to be very careful when they condemn Jews. the whole Jewish population when it comes to Israelis' actions that we might find terrifying and despicable. And in the same breath, we need to be very careful about how we condemn people of Islamic faith who conduct themselves in an abhorrent way. ISIS is evil. ISIS is horrible. There is no two ways about this. But now, because the guy who killed this photographer is British, there's now this sense in this country of, oh my God, they're coming for us. These people are our own people, and they shall destroy our society from the inside out. These people are panicking and are not thinking clearly. I do not feel that we are in any major danger. Yes, we need to take out ISIS somehow. But fostering hatred against Muslims in our own country because some of our own countrymen feel that that's the only option left for them is to go and join this scary, evil, horrible group. The way to combat this is not to foster more hatred against Muslims. That's dangerous, and it will only create more problems. Anyway, I thought I would come on and say my piece, because I've been seeing some stuff on Twitter, really, in the past few days that's worried me a lot about the way that this is going. Take it easy, y'all.